नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 4, Amrish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. Grihe sudare suste subandhusu Grihe sudare susute subandhusu Dipottamasya nandava jivastusu Akshya ratnabhi ram virdadusu Anantakosesu akrod asanamatim Grihe sudare susute subandhusu Dipottamasyannadab navajivastusu Akshya ratnabharambaradisu Akshya ratnabharambaradisu Anantakosesu akaro sanvanmati Grihe sudare susute subandhusu Dipottamasya nandana vajivastusu Akshya ratnambharambaradisu Anantakosesu akaro samanmati
Thank you. the clock would.
Griheshu, in the home. Dareshu, in wife. Suteshu, in children. Bandhusu, in friends and relatives. Diputtama, in the best of powerful elephant. Syanadan, Syanandana, in nice chariots. Vaji, in first class horses. Bastusu, in all such things. Akshaya, whose value never decreases. Ratna, in jewels. Abharana, in ornaments. Ambara Adisu, in such dresses and ornaments. Anantakosesu, in an exhaustible treasury. Akarot, accepted. Asat Matim, no attachment. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta and Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj Amrish gave up all attachment to household affairs, wife, children, friends, relatives, to the best of powerful elephants, to beautiful chariots, carts, horses, and inexhaustible jewels, and to ornaments, garments, and an inexhaustible treasury. He gave up attachments to all of them, regarding them as temporary and material. Purport. Anasaktasya visayan yatharham vajunjutaha. Material possessions can be accepted as far as they can be used in devotional service. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikullasya vibharjanam. In preaching, many things considered material are needed. A devotee should not have any attachment for such material involvement as house, wife, children, friends, and cars. Maharaj Amrish, for example, had all such things, but he was not attached to them. This is the effect of bhakti yoga. Bhakti paresan bhavo viraktu anyatra cha. One who is advanced in devotional service has no attachment for material things for sense enjoyment. But for preaching, to spread the glory of the Lord, he accepts such thing without attachment. Anasaktasya visayan yatharham vijanjita. Everything can be used to the extent that it can be engaged in Krishna's service. Om ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurjinmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha bhutair mahadbhi yaima puro vibho nirmayase te yadamu supurusam mukte gunan sodasa sodasatmakam solam krishishtam bhagavan bachansime गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो दीज वर्सेज डिस्क्राइब द ट्रांसडेंटल क्वालिटी ऑफ डिवोटीज ऑफ महाराज अम्बरीश श्रीमद् भागवतम इज फुल अप विद वंडरफुल डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ ग्रेट वैष्णव लाइक महाराज अम्बरीश महाराज अम्बरीश इज रिगार्डेड एज व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णुस्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम साख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम महाराज अम्बरीश यू टू डू एवरीथिंग ऑन हिज ओन ऑल द 9 प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस ही टू परफॉर्म सच ए ग्रेट महाराज अम्बरीश वाज देयर देयरफॉर परीक्षित महाराज वाज इंटरेस्टेड टू हियर द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड ही डिवोटी भक्तानाम सो हियर इन प्रीवियस वर्स स्टडीज होलनेस देव फॉर स्टडी रामपाल महाराज गेव सम क्वालिटी ऑफ महाराज अम्बरीश दैट हाउ ही वाज फिक्स्ड अप इन परफॉर्मिंग ही डिवोशनल सर्विस महाराज एक्सप्लेन ऑन दिस तपोयुक्तेना ग्रेट ऑस्टेरिटी नाउ दे आर डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ तप इन भगवद गीता 17 चैप्टर इट हैव बीन डिस्क्राइब द ऑस्टेरिटी ऑफ द वर्ल्ड ऑस्टेरिटी ऑफ द बॉडी ऑस्टेरिटी ऑफ द माइंड एक्सेट्रा सो तपोयुक्तेना मीन्स महाराज अम्बरीश वाज परफॉर्मिंग ऑस्टेरिटी ऑफ हिज माइंड बाय ब्रिंग द माइंड बैक एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड सवई मन कृष्ण पदार अरविंदयो द ऑस्टेरिटी ऑफ माइंड इज टू ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ द लॉर्ड नथिंग एल्स बट द wonderful glory of the Lord. Just think there. Let us see, do we perform austerity of our mind? And how much? I mean, each sloka of Bhagavatam is like a mirror for our own self. We can see. When we chant this holy name, how many times really we concentrate on this holy name. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram Ram. And how many times minds goes here and there? Well, mind can go also in material object. Mind can also go in a spiritual object. Such as, if somebody pujari and is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and he remembers, well, I have told that person to do cooking. Have you done or not? Or something like that. Although it is transcendental, but mind has gone away from chanting. Mind is not there. Somebody may be in management, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and mind just goes on some situation in the temple of management. I'm talking about a spiritual thing. So mind keeps going all the time. So that means inattentive chanting. We are not attentive, and therefore it is not bhakti. Bhakti means being attentive. Example can be given. Suppose somebody is chambering the Lord, doing puja, chambering the Lord. He is doing service, but by seeing the Lord's beauty, for a second, his mind gets stuck in the beauty of the Lord. And then the chamar falls from his hand. Or he stops chambering, he is holding the chamar and looking at the Lord. Is this called bhakti? Is this called bhakti or no? Come on. It's highest bhakti. Yes, it is not bhakti. Kanija indriya tripti tar naam kam. Or Krishna indriya priti vancha dhore premna. He is serving Krishna, but just by seeing the beauty of Krishna, he forgot chamaring. The service is hindered. And who is observing that? Our mind. So mind keeps going here and there all the time. Not only material object, but spiritual object, just like this one. Maharaj Amrish, his mind was not going anywhere. When he was chanting, his mind was there on these 16 syllables. Therefore, I tell, many times I see nowadays new invention. Some of the devotees I see, they have deity picture in front of them and they chant Hare Krishna. Some devotees, they have Hare Krishna Maha Mantra written and chant Hare Krishna. They say Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, we should do that thing. Are we should do what Prabhupada said. Did Prabhupada said us to do all this thing? Bhakti Vinod Thakur was such a great person, different platform. Why to imitate that? Prabhupada said simple thing. You hear your chanting. I remember once when I was temple commander in Bombay in 79-80. So one day I decided to play Prabhupada's tape of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada chanting, right? One tape, Prabhupada chanting, when devotees are chanting. And I was a young boy, 18-19 year old, maybe. All excited. I went, brought a tape recorder. I was playing Prabhupada tape, who was chanting. Giriraj Prabhu, those who are brahmachari, Giriraj Swami, he told us, stop it. He said, Prabhupada said, we should hear our own chanting. We should hear our own chanting, not Prabhupada chanting. Because mind can go anywhere. When Prabhupada is chanting, right? Nice, we are hearing and we are chanting. But sometime you will find, we hold the bead here like this and we hear what Prabhupada is chanting. That's it. We hold the bead. We are not moving the bead. Neither we are moving our lips. We are hearing Prabhupada chanting. It's right. But our chanting is affected. The same way, when you keep some picture of Krishna, and you are chanting, and sometime your mind goes on that picture. Oh, so nice, so beautifully decorated, so nicely dressed. Who is that pujari who had dressed this? Which date this picture, you know, was taken? Who took the picture? And you know how mind goes. Mind will go so many places. And what happened? Your chanting is stuck. It's just there. You're not chanting. So this is called inattentive chanting. Maharaj Amrish, that was tapasya, to control the mind is tapasya. And first thing about Maharaj Amrish said, Savai Mana Krishna Padarabindayo. His mind was constantly engaged in thinking of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Savai Mana Krishna Padarabindayo. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanubaranane. He was always glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his tongue. That is the austerity of the tongue. To take prasadam and vibrate and chant the holy name. Preach. Go out and preach. That is the austerity. Don't talk any nonsense. Simply go and talk about Krishna. If there is not nobody to talk about Krishna, take your bead, start chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is the austerity of tongue. Austerity of ear. So tapo yuktena means he performs austerity through all his senses, mind, and every way. And this way, two things happen. One is swadharmena hari prinan. Swadharmena, performing austerity and being engaged in devotional service, or being engaged in devotional service in austere way, put that way. Also, we are engaged in our devotional service in austere way, such as we sleep on the floor, we get up early morning for Mangala Arati, whether it is winter season, summer season, or any season, it's austerity. We take only Krishna Prasadam, this is austerity. These are not devotional service. Coming to Mangala Arati, taking prasadam, but they are the means of devotional service. They are different means. Bhakti yogena tapo yuktena. He engages in devotional service by these means of performing austerity. And Lord becomes so happy to see devotee performing devotional service with austerity. Means without attachment. That makes the Lord very happy. Swadharmena hari prinan. Swadharmena has two meanings. Swadharma means our own prescribed duty. We all have prescribed duty. A man has prescribed duty, a woman has prescribed duty. A brahmachari has prescribed duty, a grihastha has prescribed duty. Temple commander has prescribed duty, sankirtan devotee has prescribed duty, manager prescribed duty. This is one meaning. And swadharmena also means sudharmena. Sudharmena means bhagavad dharma. You are following bhagavad dharma. And Bhagavad Dharma is something which makes the Lord very satisfied. Sudharmena hari prinan sarvan kama sanai jaho. And this way, when the Lord is happy, then nothing can take our mind away from the Lord. The Lord had to hold us. The Lord had to please with all our activities. All effort we are doing for only one thing, and that is to please the Lord. Lord Hari. See, each word is so nicely chosen. Hari. Hari Pranam. Hari means one who takes away. It's called Hari.
So if the Hari is happy, then what happened? Sarvan kaman sanerjahai. The attachment to material things, asakti, attachment to material thing is the cause of bondage, is the cause of all the problem. So intelligent person, he gives up this attachment. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, "My dear son, what is the best thing that you have learned in your school?" So Prahlad said, "Tat sadhu manne asurvarja dehinam sada samadhiya asatgrahaya hitvatapatam grihandhakupam vanam gatoyad harimasrayeta asatgrahaya." Here also the word have been used, asan matin. Asan means asat. Same thing, asan or asat, both are same. Unwanted. Asat, material. Asat grahaya. Grahaya means holding. The cause of the problem is sadasam udignadhiya. Our mind is always disturbed. Udigna. Udigna means disturbed. Why? Asat grahaya. Because we are holding the asat, unwanted thing. And when Hari, the Lord, is happy, then he cuts that nut of asat. He said, kaman sanai jahau. Slowly, slowly. Now, what are those asat things that one will have attachment? That have been described in this particular verse. The attachment to, first he said, grihesu. See, everything is in plural number. Grihesu. That means he has so many palaces. Maharaj Amrish has so many palaces. Then can be one meaning. He has so many palaces. Other meaning is that he was Parthiva. He was the king of whole planet. So all the houses is also his house. That can be other meaning. Because this is plural number. Grihesu. So attachment to the house is one attachment. Second thing is Daresisu. Again plural number. Does it mean that he has so many wives? Maharaj Amrish has so many wives. There's nothing wrong in having so many wives those days. Not now, nah. But those days it was Satyug. Satyug king used to have so many wives. You know, Maharaj Chitraketu has 1 crore. 10 million. How many? 1 crore means 10 million. 10 million wives he has. Maharaj Chitraketu has. So it was okay. Other meaning of Daresisu means the king is the husband of all the citizens. Prajapati, you know, Prajapati. He the husband of, Pati means controller, master of all the citizens, Prajapati. So either way, it's a, but it's a plural number. Sutesu, the children. Can you take out from there, 7th canto, chapter 15, text number 3 or 4? So, sutesu, the word will come, satsangai chanaik sangha. Satsangai chanaik sangha. I'll go over there. So he said, daresu, sutesu, mandusu, dvipesu. So all these things which have been described here, he slowly did attach himself. He gave up attachment to all of them. It's not so easy to giving up the attachment. Very difficult. Now, how to give the attachment had been described in Bhagavatam, how one can process.
I think it is 14.
It is chapter 14. 7, 14, text number 3 and 4. This was on the process of giving up the attachment to material thing. Of course, here Sukadeva Goswami talks about that he was engaged in devotional service through the austerity or austere devotional service which made the Lord Hari very pleased, and thus slowly he gave up the attachment to all the his belongings. Now, how the bhakti is performed has been described by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj. I got it. He said, Griheshu avasthita rajan kriya kurvan nithochitaha Vasudev arpana sakshat upa asita mahamuni. A householder, Amrish Maharaj was also a householder. A householder should engage himself. My dear king, those who stay at home as householder must act to earn their livelihood, and instead of trying to enjoy the result of their work themselves, they should offer the result to Krishna, Vasudev. How to satisfy Vasudev? In this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotee of the Lord. So how to please the Lord Hari? Here he said, Hari Prinan. The Hari was satisfied. How? By performing devotional service. How to perform devotional service? The first thing comes is Sravanam. When we start hearing Harikatha from the devotee, Sravanam ane adau sradha tato sadhu sangat bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya, there are so many things are there in bhajana kriya, like Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. They are doing practical devotional service. So when we start doing devotional service, then become anarthanivritti. All unwanted desires are eradicated. So these are the all unwanted. All these things which have been mentioned here are the unwanted. If it is not used in service of Krishna, it is unwanted. These are the hindrance in devotional service, whether one can become attached to any of those things. House, wife, children, relative, society, wealth, cloth, shoes, fountain pen, motor car, and what not. There are many things. If it is used in Krishna service, fine. Utility is our principle. Utility is our principle. You can utilize anything. But if you are not used in Krishna, then becomes the headache for us. So adau shraddha tato sadhu sangat bhajana kriya. Anarthanivritti. Have you all seen how to make jagri? Jagri, good, good. Good ko jagri bolte hai na? How to make jagri? Anybody knows? Alright. I am from village. So we have made jagri, I know. So I will give the example of how to make jagri. Our devotional service goes in same way. First, you get the sugar cane. Have you seen sugar cane? Anybody? Okay, sugar cane. Then you bring to the machine. Then juice comes out. So bringing to the machine means bring it with sadhu. I'll go step by step. Bring to machine the sugar cane. Bring to machine. So we are like sugar cane. bring to machine means bring to sadhu, then juice will come. And that juice is discussion between sadhu. And in discussion, we discuss and then we accept. Accept to chant Hare Krishna. After discussion, we are convinced, yes, I must chant. Then we start chanting Hare Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Bhagavad Katha, seeing the Lord, taking prasadam, all these things are like fire. When sugar cane juice comes, then they put in a big pot and put the fire on. So when the fire hits the sugar cane juice, then what happened? All the dirt from the juice start coming side. The big pot. 100 gallon sugar cane juice you put there and put fire. So all the unwanted or dirty thing, when the sugar cane juice start boiling, so all the dirt comes sideway. An expert farmer, what he does? He takes all the dirty thing from the sideway and throw outside. So when we start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then come anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti. Unwanted thing starts coming out. So we should be expert farmer of devotional service, that all those unwanted things keep aside. Don't mix it again. What we have given up, we should not accept it again. Otherwise, that jaggery will not be very good jaggery, you know. So the farmer is expert to taking all the dirt which has come in sideway to throw away. So all unwanted desire will get cleared up, and we should make sure we give up, such as following four regulatory principles: no meditating, no gambling, no intoxication, no sex outside marriage, not free mixing of man and woman, and all those things are unwanted desire. Not doing prajalpa, and prajalpa is unwanted desire. So all these things we should throw away. Throw away. And this way what happens, that the real color of jaggery manifests. It becomes yellow. So when anartha is eradicated, we have taken care of anartha, then devotee become very shining. I remember those days, I don't know how far it is true, but devotee, they used to say in 70s and 80s, if devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna very nicely, they are becoming purified, then some light will come from their head, you know, become very shining. And then we need to see, you know, and we see our in our mirror, you know, are we getting in shining here or not, you know. And sure enough, yes, I saw many devotees, they are very shining. Even today also you can see, the devotees who are performing devotional service very rigidly, very nicely, their anartha is getting cleared up, their mind is fresh. So you can see shining, the glowing face. Vaikuntha man, they become Vaikuntha man, glowing face, shaved head very nicely. I mean, you can see the hair is also anartha. The devotee who has long hair, you see their face looks so ugly, but devotee who has shaved head very nicely and put tilak look bright. Is it not? You can see ourselves. So we had, are you going to save all these things? You look bright. That is called anartha nivritti. Unwanted things are taken care. So these are unwanted things. So anyway, I can give. This I have been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita of making jaggery, how to make. And the example of this Adav Sradhata Sasangata, this example is given. Mahaprabhu gave this example. So you all can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyway, so I don't want to go much in detail in that. But here, when we associate with sadhu, get me the verse. Then said, Shraman
भगवतो अभिक्षणस अवतार कथामृतम. इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी वी हियर श्रुमन वी हियर भगवतो अबाउट द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. अभिक्षणस मीन्स कॉन्स्टेंटली ऑलवेज व्हाट अवतार कथामृतम द ग्लोरियस पास्ट टाइम ऑफ द लॉर्ड वी हियर इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी. श्रद्धानो यथा कालम उपशांत जनामृत. विथ फेथ वन शुड सिट डाउन इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी हु आर उपशांत. उपशांत मीन्स वेरी पीसफुल. द माइंड इज नॉट एजिटेटेड. सिट विथ देम एंड हियर हरिकथा. And if we do that, then what happened? Verse number 4 said, Satsanga ichanaik sanga. By association, our sanga or attachment become chin. And gradually, Satsanga ichanaik sanga means it starts breaking away. All the association start breaking. Satsangai chanaik sanga. From where? Satsangai chanaik sanga. Atma jaya atma adisu. Atma means body. Sometime we consider body as a self. So when we hear Hari Katha, when we chant Hare Krishna in association of devotee, then we realize I am not this body. How many times have we not heard that I am not this body? Prabhupada in each page of Bhagavad Gita said, we are not this body, we are not this body, we are not this body. Have you realized that? If somebody pinches us, we get pain. That means I am body. Accept it. Somebody insults us, we become angry. That means I am body. Somebody says something that I don't like, I become disappointed. I am body. They are test. But by having association of devotee and constantly performing the 9 process of devotional service, satsangai chanaik sangha, slowly, 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 this sangha or association of false thing eradicated. That's why I say, kaman sanaij hau. And in this verse, towards the last, he said, Sat Asatmati. The mind comes out from unwanted thing. What are unwanted thing? The body. Atma Jaya. Jaya means why? Or Atmaja means byproducts, etc. Muchen Muchamanesu Swam Sapnautistita. And a realized person, when he realized that they are all temporary material, then he wakes up as if one had got up from dream. Sometime in dream, we see so many unwanted things, and that makes us very fearful. We call it nightmare. We had nightmare. And sometimes we get up in nightmare. Oh my goodness. What happened? So this is a nightmare. That they cause a problem. Wife, children, home, they are nightmare. Wake up from that nightmare. Wake up from that sleep, from that dream. In dream, the house looks real, wife looks real, children look real, wealth looks real, shoes, cloth looks real. So in dream, when you see in dream, a lion comes and attacks, a snake is biting, it looks real. Somebody attacking on me, it looks real. But when you wake up, nothing is there. Only in sleeping consciousness that is nightmare. When you wake up, nothing is there. Same way, when we are sleeping in Maya, then these are the cause of disturbance, the nightmare. But when we wake up by association of devotee, by hearing Harikatha, then they are not anymore Maya. Prabhupada writes here,
We can use anything and everything. Utility is our principle. We can use. But thinking, they are for Krishna. Wife is for Krishna. Children are Krishna children. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings one bhajan. In that bhajan he sings, my dear Lord, this house, my wife, children, they all belong to you. You have given me to take care of them. And thus I am maintaining them. So that is the right way of understanding. That everything belongs to Lord. He has given us. We have no right. The time we claim that house is mine, wife is mine, children are mine, blah blah, this is mine. And Krishna says, so asthena, that person is a thief. And he must be punished. One who thinks he is my wife, my house, my. Aham mameti. He is a thief. He must be punished. Narada Muni told to Yudhishthira Maharaj also here. And later on, in this verse, same thing what Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He also said here, same thing. That person is a thief. So anyway, I don't want to go on this chapter. But here, in this verse, few things we understand that Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Amrish, by performing this austere devotional service or devotional service of austerity, he pleased the Lord. And when Lord Hari was pleased, then his attachment, slowly he started becoming detached. And from whom he became detached? All these things have been described here. He gave up the attachment to household affairs, wife, children, friends, relatives, etc. As long as we have this attachment, we will be unhappy. I'll tell one story, then I'll stop the class. Once, there was a guru and a disciple. So guru always told his disciple, my dear boy, in this material world, asakti or attachment is the cause of all the problem. If you want to be happy, then slowly, gradually, you must learn how to give up the attachment. Kama, sarman kama sanayajaho. You must learn how to give up the attachment. So this disciple was a little smart. He was thinking he is smart. He was not smart, but he was thinking he is smart. So he told his guru, my dear Guru Maharaj, I fully agree with you. You must give up everything, but one thing. He said, what? He said, you should give up everything, but not Lakshmi. Not money. Money, you can serve Krishna with the money. Making clear? What I'm saying? Okay. So he said, you can give everything, but not money. Because that is for service of Krishna. Guru said, no, everything you have to give up. So one day, they are going to cut the whole story short. They are going, it was rainy season, so they have to cross a river. So there is no bridge or anything, only boat service was there. So boatman, they take the money in advance. Otherwise, you cross other side, run away. So they take the money in advance. So he asked the guru, give the money. Guru said, I have no money. I am renounced, Babaji. I have no money. I don't keep anything. Then boatman said, well, if you don't give money, I will not take you other side. You have here. He said, well, what can I do? I have no money. Then disciple thought, who is this boatman to talk to my guru like this? Whatever differences me and my guru have, that's a different thing. Now I know that he had no money. I kept telling him that money is important thing, so not give up. And he said, no, give up. But now he's in trouble. We are in trouble. So the disciple told boatman, hey, come on, how much you need? He said, $2, one per each. He put in his pocket and he had only $2 coin. So he took $2 coin and he gave to the boatman. Boatman was happy. He took the guru and disciple other side of the river. They crossed the river. The disciple was very happy. See, now I'm going to prove my guru that look how money is very important. Because if money we cross, if there are money, we would have been there. So he kept telling his guru, Gurudev, see, I told you that money is important. We should not give up the money. Everything fine, but not dollar. Dollar you should keep it. See, today we had dollars, therefore we cross, otherwise you could have been there. He told one time, two time, three time. So guru looked at him, he said, you fool. I think fool, I am telling nice thing. He said, you fool, look in your pocket. Where is that $2? Where is the $2? I said, I gave away to the boatman. He said, yes. When you gave away that to boatman, then we cross the river. Did you get the point? When you give away, then we cross the river. If you are not given away, you would have been there only. So give up the attachment, then you can cross the river of birth, death, old age and disease, everything. If you hold with you, you'll remain there only. It's very important to giving up the attachment. And the way to give the attachment is sadhu sangha. By sadhu sangha, doing bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, and all these things. And this way, Lord is pleased. And if Krishna is pleased, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Attachment, who is keeping us here, can also be nullified by serving Krishna. So Prabhupada so kindly has given us very practical devotional service. We should be engaged in our devotional service. Chant our round nicely. Hear Harikatha. Be engaged in our service. Book distribution, cooking, deity worship, whatever. These are the real means. They are not something that Amrit Mara is something extraordinary thing to do. He did same thing. But he did one-minded. Very focused he was. So, to summarize this verse and to learn the lesson, that we should be focused in all our service. And thus, by the mercy of Lord, nothing impossible can give all the attachment and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you very much for your class. Prabhu, thank you for clearing that thing. The reason I asked, means you asked a question that when person is charming the Lord and he is looking at him and he gets stunned, so what is the highest service? So of course, we have been taught like that only, that devotional service, it's not a devotional service when you get stuck at one point and there's so many bhajan, that Dushtamana, Tumikeshara Vishnu. So of course I understand, but and we gave the example of Daruka also, how Daruka was fanning the Lord. But the reason I raised this, just to churn it, topic, that let's say when we heard about the chapter number 6 in Bhagavad Gita, when you look in a Yoga Ruksha and Yoga Ruda platform, Yoga Ruksha and Yoga Ruda platform, and the Yoga Ruksha has to perform the activities, and Yoga Ruda does not have to perform the activities. And when you look at the example of the gopis, I'm not qualified to ask this question, but I'm trying. When looking at the qualification of gopis, and when they are serving Krishna, and sometimes they don't need Krishna, they meditate on Krishna in a prakrita platform. So how can you understand this thing?
What it has connection with this?
Connection is that, let's say, serving Krishna while Krishna is present, Krishna is there, and we are chamaring it, and we stuck at one point. Similarly, gopis also sometimes, they are serving Krishna and they are...
But they are not getting stuck. That is the difference between gopi and us. Gopi, they were enjoying the beauty of the Lord, but same time they were also chamaring. Their hand was automatically going. They are not getting stuck. I'll give other example. Sometime when you talk about something nice, really pleasing, and you become very emotional, you start crying. You cannot speak that time. You only cry. But pure devotee of the Lord, they will cry and speak. They will chant. They will chant and speak. Ramanchakampa, Sutranga Bhanjo, Asru. You know, the tear is flowing, they will still chant, Hare Krishna, they will speak Harikatha. They will cry, tears are coming and they will speak. There is a difference between pure devotee and us. When we speak, sometimes also become emotional, then we keep mum. We can talk, become emotional. So the gopis, they were on different platform. They could see the Lord, and still they can do the service. But whereas we are not pure, so we see the Lord, we get stuck there, and hand remains there. Not doing service. Any other question?
Yeah, very nice class. You are describing about the molasses, how the good jaggery that they are, as told by Lord Chaitanya. Then I forgot that point. At the last point, Lord Chaitanya describes that lozenges and candy. What is that stage? Can you revive my
that
memory?
Is bhava. Bhava, bhava platform.
Bhava is a candy?
Sugar yes,
candy.
Yes.
And lozenges?
Prema. There is a very slight difference between prema and bhava. All right? Yes. So you are going to save today?
I will think of that. But okay. Thank you for your advice. I have a question about men to be detached from family, from wife, from children. My question is, should he keep it like inside, you know, like not to share in that with the wife, you know, because wife can get that very like weird way, you know, like, are you crazy, my friend? Are you going to be independent from me, from kids? What does it mean? I mean, from point of view of wife, she wouldn't get that. Like, what do you mean, like, to be independent from me and... Or should he discuss that with the wife, you know, because...
See, it's not artificial matter. What you are saying, keep inside, not so, this is called hypocrisy. You are not honest. So when you, the whole thing understanding, giving up attachment means understanding is more important. Not that you take divorce or go away. No, take care of her. Engage her in Krishna service. Rather, one, you know, engage or take care of the wife, children, better way by becoming devotee than artificial way, giving up. Just when you start eating, then you don't measure how much, you know. You go on eating and a point will come, you will contain, you don't need to eat anymore. Then go on performing devotional service and the attachment will automatically come. You don't have to plan anything or anything. Planning means artificial. Don't plan. The whole goal is perform devotional service. When you perform devotional service, automatically this detachment comes. That is the result of performing devotional service. You don't have to plan anything. And on that point, you will take care of your wife very nicely. She will be happy, you will be happy, whole world will be happy. Just like our devotee, they take care of their parents very nicely. Very nicely they take care. When they're not devotee, they don't care. They go only once a year on Mother Day or Father Day to meet. When they are sick, they put in a hospital. But a devotee, they will stay with the parents. They take care of them. They make them chant Hare Krishna. And they take care very nice way. So becoming Krishna conscious is the perfect realization of relationship.
Just double check, but should the wife know about this or not? Should you discuss that with her?
Yes, nothing wrong.
Okay.
Nothing wrong. But don't be artificial. Be natural. This is a standard. This is what Amrish Maharaj who did. We are not on that platform. You cannot say, oh yes, Bhagavatam said give wives. Okay, I am taking divorce. Not that one. The goal is perform devotional service. Become like Maharaj Amrish. And then automatically this thing will come. You don't have to do anything. It's natural, it will come. When you go on eating, you don't have to try for going to toilet or bathroom. It's naturally it will come because you have eaten so much. So go performing devotional service, naturally it will come to entertainment. You don't have to try for anything. All right. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.